Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today what we want to talk about is FOMO in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So fear of missing out when you're a founder or you're a startup. And I think we've talked about this, Heaton, in a variety of ways in past episodes, but never really directly and with a focus on, because a lot of the advice that we give can be summarized at don't worry about what everybody else is doing, focus on your customer, focus on the problems they have customer insight and intimacy, and that's always going to lead you in the right direction and at the end of the day to success. And don't be distracted by the shiny fad, by what's fashionable, by what everybody else is doing, but whatever the recent article you read about this new startup, that unicorn startup that exploded, about the recent growth hacks some online marketing guru is sharing with you. Don't get distracted by all this noise. Focus on what truly matters, which is your customer. But we've never talked about like how powerful fear of missing out is and how it plays and messes with founders' minds and how to use it sometimes maybe in the marketing to attract customers. I'll tell you one recent situation and why I wanted to talk about this, because I've thought about this many times, but just recently I was on a boat and we were sailing and island hopping in the Mediterranean, and I was with 10 other founders from all around the world. And we had a great time with great discussions and everything. And one funny thing that happened was that there were two of these founders that had made a shit ton of money in the past few months investing in cryptocurrencies, right? Especially in one cryptocurrency. And just an insane amount of return. And they were just, they were very enthusiastic about it, obviously. And they kept talking about it. They couldn't shut up about it. And they were very passionate. And that passion, that excitement of having made a ton of money recently with an investment and with something that's even exciting, you could tell how it was affecting a lot of other people on the boat. And obviously, a lot of people had already invested a little bit in cryptocurrencies or knew about it or thought about investing. But you could tell how just over the days, more and more people started leaning in and getting that sensation of, shit, maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe everybody's getting rich with this thing and I'm just stupid not putting a lot of money in there as well. And I even caught myself in a moment thinking, am I stupid? You know, because I haven't invested in this specific cryptocurrency. Am I stupid? Should I do something about this? And then I remembered this quote. This is one of my favorite Charlie Munger quotes, which is, somebody's always getting richer quicker than you. That's not a tragedy, right? And to me, I was like, okay, do I really care about this? Am I really knowledgeable about this? If I invested money in this right now, what would be the core reason I'm doing it? And the only reason why I would be doing it is greed and fear of missing out, being afraid that everybody else is on some kind of a train that I'm missing out. And I was like, I'm getting rich in so many different ways. I don't have to be part of everything. And this is something I'm not that knowledgeable about. I'm not that passionate about. I don't have any real strategy or real like insight or principle that would lead me to invest, other than just being a follower, being a sheep, being somebody that's just afraid that somebody else is getting rich. So I'm like, fuck this, I don't care. And then I noticed, funny enough, at the last day, a bunch of guys on the boat, I assume quietly had decided that they would invest, but one person was publicly announcing it and was setting up his, you know, account and trying to purchase a large amount of this cryptocurrency. And because the internet was not that good on the boat, and for another number of other random factors, he was not able to invest. And literally, he was like, ah, fuck this, I'm traveling today back home, tomorrow I'll invest. And literally the next day, this cryptocurrency had like a massive crash, right? And the price had crashed. And I don't know, it was just a funny, not to say that it's not a good investment or not going to work out or whatever, but it was just a funny display of just human nature and a bunch of founders being like, oh my shit, we should also make a ton of money with this. and then one person actually trying to buy a large sum of this, and potentially you could have lost a lot of money within a day just because this timing was off, right? And today, if you look that currency up, which is, you know, a month later, it's still significantly lower price than it would have been on that day. So it would still have lost a lot of money. So I don't know. It was such a powerful display of, like, even very smart people getting trapped into this emotion that everybody else has figured something out they haven't. And then you want to just jump into it and act. And you don't have any real strategy. It's not really the right thing for you to do, but you're just afraid you're missing out on something. And a lot of startups are doing this with their marketing strategies, with their sales strategies, with fundraising. Oh my God, all our competitors have raised millions of dollars. We need to raise millions of dollars, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. So I don't know. I thought that this is a fascinating topic, and I just wanted to talk about fear of missing out and how it affects startups and founders.
Man, it's like, you know, it's funny. Like, I have a daughter. She's 3 years old. And one day she's like talking to my wife. My daughter's name's Aria. Wife's name's Amy. And Aria goes to Amy and says, you do you, I do me. And so this is my 3-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Throwing down a lesson to her mother that got recorded on video.
Nice.
And that I just go send to people. I just send to people randomly. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, this is the lesson I have for you today. I'll send it to you, Stelly. Hasn't been appropriate till now. But seriously, like, I think she sums up FOMO in a nutshell right there. Right? Charlie Munger, super, super awesome business person and strategist. You know, I don't believe he's ever started a business besides Berkshire, which is interesting when you think about their mental model. I'm not sure if I'm right about that, but I'm pretty sure. So he has a perspective. It's something I think about, right? Because, like, you want to think about someone else's perspective. So I think his perspective is a lot more of, like, looking at something and kind of evaluating it, which is really neat. But I digress. The FOMO, and so I think he's got a very good perspective on FOMO. That was my whole point, because he's buying and selling things, basically, right? And in their case, they don't sell really, so they just buy, right? And make more money and then buy more because they made more money. So those folks are super interesting from an investment strategist sort of standpoint. And FOMO is so common when you're buying and selling compared to when you're growing your own business.
Mm.
And it's because you could have bought something and then all of a sudden a year later, you could have bought it. Now it's worth 10 times what it was. What's up? Right? Same problem with investors, like venture capitalists, angel investors, seed investors, and same problem with humans. And it's not a problem, but I think it goes back to even the grass is greener. And it's so funny. Like, I was texting with a friend this morning recently before this call, and I had to text her and say the grass is greener. Right. And we were actually talking about something completely different. We were actually talking about relationships. And that was interesting, too. So there's a confluence of a bunch of stuff that kind of gives me my quick rant on it after yours, which is, I don't know. There are so many options.